We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are again Shai Yaakov V'Leah, Paragimo. We said that at the end of the show we're going to go over this parak because it's probably one of the most difficult paraks in all Otzot Chaim.
Yeah.
Not that it's so difficult per se, that there's so many layers of Halbosha, and the Rav speaks about it all at one time.
The Rav.
The Rav, which is called the Arizal, right? So it gets a bit complicated after a while. So I want you to really put on your thinking caps and really, really concentrate, because if you don't, you're just probably going to get lost. So we did it once already, right? We're going to do it a second time, and this time I'm going to show you a picture. So first of all, before we start, I want to make these things, I'm going to give you a Hagdoma. Okay, it's not hard, it's just a little bit of details, but once you get the details clear, then we'll just fly through this. Okay, are you ready? Yeah, you got your seatbelts on, right? Now, we've heard all this. It's just, he speaks about four different or five different layers at one time, and then he starts, you know, flying things about. So it's not difficult. Again, you just have to keep the picture clear. So, as you know, every part of has Gimel Kav, right? Kav, middle Kav, and the Kav Emtsai.
Yeah.
So, what's that good?
You said middle and Emtsai.
Oh, sorry. Right, left, and middle. Okay, correct me if I say something wrong. Right now, we're going to start with a Patur called Abba. Abba, we're going to concentrate on the Netzach Hod Yesod of Abba, the Nahi of Abba. Three spheres.
That's good knowing.
Netzach Hod Yesod of Abba. Now, we're also going to concentrate on the Netzach Hod Yesod of Ima. Abba's Netzach Hod Yesod is in Ima's Netzach Hod Yesod. Right? Now, even though it's three Pokim, it's three spheres, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, we're going to break that into three Pokim, each one. So you have a Perek Elyon of the Nahi, Perek Emtsoi of the Nahi, and Perek Tavton of the Nahi. So how many Cholokim do you have all together? You have nine. Three on the right, three on the left, three in the middle. Is that clear? You have a matrix of nine boxes. That's all you have now. Right? Okay, so you have that in Abba. Netzach Hod Yesod now has been, instead of three spheres, it's nine spheres, or nine cholokim, nine pokim, whatever you want to call it. Ima will do the exact same thing. Her Netzach Hod Yesod, I'm going to make those three spheres into nine. How do I do that? I take your Netzach, I break it into three parts. I take her Hod, break it into three parts. I take your Yesod, break it into three parts. So I have nine, a matrix of nine. So far, so good? So again, so I have Abba's nine Pokim going into the nine Pokim of Ima. Okay, so far, so good.
Now, are they going into it?
One's inside the other. Think of a cylinder in another cylinder. Abba's inside, he's the internal cylinder. And around him is Ima. She's the exterior cylinder. You're putting one cylinder in the other. We're not finished. We still have another three shlavim to go. Now we're gonna put all that into which is called Zah, the Paltuf of Zah. Okay? Zah has how many spheres? Nine spheres. Okay, I'm just talking about Chololos. Usually it's Vak and nine spheres. So you're gonna put those nine spheres of Abba into the nine spheres of or nine cholokim of Ima. And into both of those into the nine spheres of Zah. So far. A bit tired today. Now, in all that, we're going to have Moichim, because those are all Kelim, or Levushim. You need Moichim to go into Abba, and Moichim to go into Ima, and all that's going to go into Zah. Okay? So, that what are the Moichim called? They're called Chabad. Moichim always called Chabad. So you have Chokhmah to the right hand side, Bina to the left hand side, Das in the middle. In the same way, I split the Nahi of Abba into three Chalaki. I'm going to split the Chokhmah, Bina, Das also into three Chalaki. Perek Elyon of the Chokhmah, or Perek Elyon of the Chabad, Perek Emtsoi of the Chabad, and Perek Tachton of the Chabad. Okay? So all that Moichim, which was three, was Chokhmah, Bina, Das, I made into nine now. Three in Chokhmah, three in Bina, three in Das. We're going to go into the nine Chalokim of Abba. Same thing for the Moichim of Ima. Chabad of Ima, is now 9 Cholokim. It's going to go into the Kelim of Ima, the 9 Kelim of Ima. So you have now the Moichim of Abba going into the Kelim of Abba, and then the Moichim of Ima going into the Kelim of Ima, and all that Abba is going into Ima, and all that's going into Zah. Now they're going to create a new Patsuf called Yaakov. Now you see how it gets a little bit complicated here, right? This is a simple part, by the way. They're going to create a Patsuf called Yaakov.
For the Abba Noah.
Yeah. Now that's what the Rav said, right? Because the Achraim of Abba broke, he created Abba. And created Yaakov. When the Achraim of Abba broke again, he created Yaakov. And so that's what we're going to speak about. So it didn't go directly from Abba to Yaakov, but rather, what happened was, it went Abba, Vayezah, and then created Yaakov. That means you have a part of a Yaakov. Where is part of a Yaakov vis-a-vis Zah? Because he must be underneath Zah. So his kes is going to be on the Shtei Shlish Tachtonim of Tiferes.
Lizah.
Like every Nukvah. The kes is always on the Tiferes. And the Netzach Hod Yesod of Zah, guess what? We're going to split into 3 Pokim. Like we did for Abba, like we did for Ima. So it's Netzach, 3 Cholokim. Bina, 3 Cholokim. Yesod, Zah, 3 Cholokim. Are we still with us? Now, what are we going to call this 3 Cholokim? Those, what are we going to do with this 3 Cholokim of Zah? They're going to build the 9 spheres, the 9 spheres of Yaakov. Okay? Now, if you want to see a picture of that, I just drew a picture. I don't know, I haven't checked it yet. But this is the final result of what we've been talking about right now. Okay? So you can see that you have top one, that's the Moich of Choch Bina. Let's start this way. Chochma Bina, that's the Moach. And the Moach of Das, going into the yellow line, the orange line, which is Abba, which is going to Ima. And that's going to create the Chochma Bina Das of Zah. And then you're going to have the exact same thing over here. Then you have the Chochma, but this is Perikim Tsoi now. Perikim Tsoi. That's going to create the Chagas of Zah. Chesed, Gvot, Tiferes. Tiferes split into 3 parts. So I definitely did make a mistake. I put Yaakov. Yaakov actually should be higher here. Okay, sure. And then you have the 3 parts of, this is the Nahi of Zah, right? Netzach, and Hod, and Yesod of Zah, that's represented by, again, the Morchim, Abba, and Ima. So this Kesed that I put, actually should have been, it's hard to put it because I didn't want to obscure as well the Yesod of Zah. Actually, it should have been higher. So this Kesed should be on the Shnei Shlish Tachtonim. So I split Tiferes into 3 Cholokim. On the Shnei Cholokim Tachtonim, that should be the Kesed of Zah. Of Yaakov. Yeah? Okay, good. So now we can just now basically go through this parak. Now, so we are in Daf, in the old edition, Daf Mem Vav on the base. And again, Moshiach Yaakov, Olei HaPerek Gimel, and in the Rav Mafrish's edition, Matur Midrash, is Daf Shin Lamed Vav. Shin Lamed Vav. So let's start. Nizvay Adam. Inyan parts of Yaakov mitpratis. We're going to speak now. We spoke about parts of Yaakov. We know how it's built through the Achraim, the Abba, and the fields Achraim, the Abba. Now we're going to speak about in more pratis as the Ariza. Hine, kvan izvay le'el ki kol bechinas ha'oyrus nimshochem el Yaakov, hu bechinas or hayoytze mechutz za velechutz. So Yaakov is actually physically built from the Yetzias Or from Yaakov, from Zah. Also, Orosh and Mikhailim denied the Abba. Remember, where is Yaakov's? You know, where is he actually originate from? It comes actually from the Kelim denied Abba. V'amoychem shebetoicham hem mitzad Abba asher einam mitzgalim rak mechaze v'lemata. Now, where is this going to happen? I'll explain that line in a minute. Shesham nigma yesod ima kenizka. So remember, in the chaz of the Zah, you're going to have again this situation of Abba coming in inside of ima, going into the middle kav. The thing is that ima, really, this picture is not 100% correct, because the yesod of ima is kotzer. She only has a perek and shlish, so therefore she finishes off at the chaz of the Zah. Mikan Habo is protruding the Yesod, the Abba, that's what we saw in the Kavanas of Purim. Remember, David? Right? The Yesod goes out from Yesod Ima. That's where the Keser of Yaakov is Misgalim. Let's go right. Now, we're going to talk about two Cholokim. We're talking about the Or of the Keser of Yaakov. And then we're going to speak about the formation of the Keli of the Keser of Zah. It's a little bit of Yaakov again. A little bit complicated, so let's just keep with this. Keser de Yaakov, we're talking again, the Or of Keser de Yaakov, who connected Shnei Shlishin Tachtonet in Teferes Zah. As we said, usually the Zohar Partsuf is always it's on the Shlish Tiferes, and the Nukva Partsuf is on Keneged, the Shnei Shlish Tiferes of the Partsuf Shel Me'ilav. So why is it Yaakov is Keneged Shnei Shlish Tiferes? That's like a Nukva. But the Teretz is a Nukva. In all intents and purposes, we always consider anything below Zah as a Nukva. In the case of the Yaakov, it's connected Shnei Shlishim Tachtonim Tiferes Zah. Shemina Chaza Atziyum Agov Anika Tiferes. Now, in Enu Kemo Shibarnu Bemokom Achesh Yesh Bichinas Oros Makif Nizah Nikra Yisrael. Right now, there we're going to speak about Tefillin now. Tefillin. Now, this is the way he sets this up. Now, we're talking about the Makifim Oros Makifim Ashehem So Tefillin Shelo. So we'll find, in the same way we'll find by Zah, Oyrus Makifim, which represents the Tefillin de Zah, believe it or not. We haven't learned it, but the Musag of Tefillin Shel Zah. Kain Yesh Bechinas Elu B'Yaakov is also Tefillin Shel Yaakov, as we'll explain, which is synonymous for the Keser. Because we're going to explain how the Keser is grown by Zah, by Yaakov. V'hush B'mokom HaZim, which is the Chazed de Zah, that's where the Mizgali Yesod Av, as we said, because Ima stops. Asher bo mislabesh das dizah mitzad Av. Remember? Again. Das de Av, let's look at it this way. Remember, the das de Av is coming in split into three chalokim. Das de Av, das de Av, das de Av. Perek Elyon, Perek Emsoi, Perek Tachto. That's the moichim which is behind this whole construct. Remember, that's the thing. That's the moich. And all these are the kalim. So we're talking about down over here, where you have the Das, the Abba, coming into the Yesod Abba. Really, this is Nikva. Ima stops over there, and it continues downwards, which then will create the Tiferes.
Ah, so why did you write Perek Tacht in the Yesod
Abba? Yeah, it's a mistake. I said before, it's a mistake. I did it very quickly. Unfortunately, I don't have a pen here. But, I'm just going to cross it out. There's no... Okay, so let's continue right. So let's read that again. V'hu shebemokom hazeh, which is a chazed zah, mitgale yesod de abba, because there's no ima anymore, asher bo nitlabesh das, because it's kavan, so it's always the moach, the das is zah mitzad abba. Kavan is ba'al er, she das zeh kolul abba b'chinas. That particular das, that moach the das, is called four bechinas. Interesting enough, it's called Chochma, Bina, Chesedit Das, and Gvurot Das. Lachen hu machriya oisam shtei hachos ben Chochma Bina demoichim mitzad Abba, or ben Chochma Bina demoichim mitzad Ima. Now this is really, and we'll move on. Really, be'etzem, we actually saw this shtickle in Shah's Partzufis Zu in Perek Aleph. That he was Muslim. The truth is not, I didn't really go into it too much, but I think we have no choice but to go into this. So this follows that we'll see that Abba, the Das the Abba, which is going inside a Zah, is naming Koichus from both Chochma and Bina, because Das is a Tamsus of Chochma Bina. Now there's two Chochmas and Binas we're dealing with here, right, David? There's Chochma Bina of Abba and there's Chochma Bina of Ima. So the das now is going to be schlepping in. Now which das? This is the das mitzad Abba. Again, we have a das mitzad Ima, but we'll find that das mitzad Abba is machia ben the chokma bina of Abba and the chokma bina of the Ima. And the Mefarshim all go to the town here. They ask, well, why doesn't the das the Ima be machia between the chokma bina of the Ima? Why is Abba taking over over here? So there's a Shem Tzolzol on this, Beit Lechem Yehuda. Yafei Shah, they give various tools, which we're not going to go into right now. So, because so the das there is going to be schlepping koichus from the chokma bina. But etzim, there's mavur. It's not actually chokma bina, but rather the chasodim and das of Abba and the chasodim and das of Imo. But why is it called Chochma Bina? Because the chasodim and das the Abba, be'erich, the chasodim and das the Imo are considered to be Chochma Bina. As Bikitsu, the das is going to be schlepping chasodim and das the Abba, which is going to become Chochma Bina, and also schlepping along chasodim and das the Imo, which is considered to be chasodim and das Dam. Okay, so you have a Chabad in that Mokum over there. Ume'elu, Zokter, Yotze Ol Shalahem, what is schlepping out this Ha'orah, Das is schlepping this Ha'orah back into the cavern. So, Luchutz Mizah Keneg Ponov, Zah is going to take it out from him and bring it to his front side. Vaz Sham Em Nasi Bechinas Abba Makifim, Yafur Makifim, so it's Chug Chug, which is actually Chub Chug. So therefore by now we made now the Tefillin Shlo, and incidentally we made the Keser Shlo as well. Amukim, as we see, is very, very amuk here. Because we'll see over there that by the Shakvonas, the all week long we're always in the word Bina Lezah, and therefore we make only Zivug between Yaakov Orochel, as opposed to in Shabbos we make Har Bechinas. Okay, we'll go more into this Nekudah. Let's go. Now we're going to build, so therefore we know where the Or of Keser, the Yaakov, is going to come from. Right? So we schlepped it from both sides of the Chub Chug of Abba Viva. Now we're going to discuss here about the Keli of Keser, the Yaakov. V'ad gach mikoach chochma bina demoichim nitzad Abba. Right? The Chub of Abba. Miluvoshim toch netzach and hod abbas, because we know, right, the moch of chokma bina is inside the netzach and hod of abba, as we showed originally. Ashehem itlabishim toch netzach hod ima. Misham yotze or mechokma bina haniskolim, the yotze lechutz. And he goes, again, the middle calf is going to schlep in. Sorry, the Chokhma Bina are going to seep in, not the other way around. But the way we built the Or, the way we got the Or for the Keli of Kesed, the Yaakov, is by the Das schlepping in the Chokhma Bina. Now it's just the Chokhma Bina themselves which are coming into the Kavim Mitzrayim. We'll see how exactly that works. It's very interesting how it works. Right? It goes out, goes through the bicep, it goes back inside. Through that, it's going to create the Keli of Keser. Yotze lechutz, it's going to come out from Zah, umi all din, that's the base kibul anikra Keser. And I'll just add it, that's the Keli Keser of Yaakov. Asher betoch base kibul zin, nichnosim, it covers him oisa, abba, bechines das, haniskorim, that we spoke about originally, which was the or of the Keser. And v'nasim sham, besod, mochim, betoch a keser ze, v'zu, b'chinas keser de Yaakov. So now, sach hakol, we have the or of the keli of keser, the or of the keser of the Yaakov, and now we have the keli of the keser of the Yaakov. Now, we have a bit of a problem here, which Arizal is going to ask you, which you're probably thinking of asking right now. Al titame she'ech evshe, she'ma'or, when we speak about the or, it's coming from where? Shema'or chokma bina yase keli, or me'or das yase mochim. Right? How do we make the keli? We brought the mochim of chokma bina that made the keli of keser de Yaakov. But how do we make the or shebetoicha? That was schlepped it in. That was a das. So are you talking? The das is making the or, and the chokma bina making the keli. Doesn't make sense. She'ein zeitema. Be'etzem, he's going to explain why. He gives three different reasons why. Because basically the answer is because there's a mir to all, too much of a mir to all, which of chokma bina, as the coming in to the middle calf, there's so much mir to all that makes it a lower madrega of das. It says as follows: Ze'ein zeitema. Lefi shehine o chokma bina niskolim yotze. Melevush mitoch kama levushim shem kelim de netzah ho de abba. So the moichim which is inside the moichim of chokma bina of abba, which is inside the netzah and ho de abba, have to come out from the netzah ho de abba. That's number one. That's levush number one. Hashem itlavish mitoch netzah ho de ima. That's levush number two. Vegam hem itlavish mitoch shtei zrod de za, and they're also inside also the Chesed and Gevura of Zah. That's number three. Three different levushim. That's definitely Memayr the all. And there's another reason. Zah Atzmo. V'achekar yotzir chutzlo. Listen to this. It goes out from Zah. From Zah. Del v'kiyas mokum perke imtsam de zro de Zah. Nikra v'laz kubdus. B'mokum hanochas tefilim shel yad de Zah. It's going to come out the all. Right from the biceps of Zah, that's what the Mokum Anochas Tefillin, and they're going to go back out. So it's going through again. Let's make the cheshbon. The O Chokma, the Moach Chokma Bina of Zah is going to have to go through the Netzachot of Abba, Netzachot of Ima, the Chesed Gevurah of Zah. They're going to have to go out of there, and then they have to penetrate back into Zah, because all those reasons, that's why the Chokhmah Bina are really much, very much diluted. And so it's going to go outside of Zah, back into Zah, and outside of Zah, in order to make the Keli Keser of Yaakov.
And therefore, it's on the keli and not a motion.
That's right. Omnam, when you speak about the all of the keli of keser, that's different. That's coming from the mochav of das. She'ein bo rak shnei levushim. Remember, Ima's out of the picture. So already, that's one levush less. Hem yisod the abba v'tif erzizat. Those are only two levushim. Of it says of lochut eino or melevush kol kaf. Lachei nase b'chinas moach shel keser v'yak. Very good. Right. V'ay mashin, that he tells you to look later on in Perakei. V'ay mashin is bayah, which is in Perakei, belea. V'tira ina b'kiyas Perakei hazroz b'ofen acher, memoche, ima. Lea works in a different fashion, l'tzoch lea. Gam v'mashin, mashin katavnu le'el, which was in Shah Patsuf Zoom Perak Beis. Tavin ina an hispashtus over there kaver zol shukayim ech hu, and we saw how the shefa comes out from the fingers, goes inside the right the netzach and hog. We saw that. That's a different mahal. V'ini tama dava lama oros yotzim mechokma bina der perke azrot becholzim litlabish beguf dezam. That's a very strange thing that the shefa's inza comes out from his biceps, goes back into the cabin soi. And it comes back out to create the keli of keser. It's an interesting mahalik that we don't really see this the shefa going in and out of a patsuf. So what's the reason for that? So he says, "V'ena mipnesha keser de Yaakov eino nase rak mitifels bezam." Now the keser has to be made from the keli from the kavim tzoy, because the keser is kavim tzoy. And particularly from the tifel, this actually kulam mekavim tzoy. Or mimsham nase kinis, because that's why the shefa mochokh mavina has to find a way into the kavim tzoy, so it jumps out from the kav yamin kav small and jumps back into the kav and tzoy, and then it has to pop out a kav in order to make the caliph keser. That's the reason why it does that mahalach. Okay, so the violet, that was all to explain where the ol of keli, the ol of keser, and the Keli of Keser of Yaakov. That's all just explain the Keli of Keser the Yaakov. Now, we're going to explain the other spheres of Yaakov. Where did the other spheres of Yaakov come from? V'achagach, mebichinas perke tachton de netzach de Abba. Right? Because Abba's netzach split into three pokim. So the lowest pokim of the netzach, which is perek tachton in our diagram. So let me just show you over here. That's over here. That's the perek tachton over here. I see these arrows. You can guess what's going to happen. The Perek Elyon of Zah. Oh, sorry. Right here. Perek Tachton. Right, it's a Perek Tachton, but I should have actually wrote in the Perek Elyon of the Perek Tachton. It's going to go in the Perek Elyon of Yaakov. The Perek and Soy of the Perek Tachton is going to go over here. And then finally, there should be another category over here. The Perek Tachton of the Perek Tachton is going to go in the Perek. In the lower, in the Nahi of Yaakov. That's what he's about to say. V'akam b'chiz perak tachta the netzel the Abba shebetorah meluva shlish tachta the moach chokma the mitzat Abba. Right? If it's the third perak of netzel, it's a third perak of chokma as well, because it's inside. V'yinei u mitlabish shloshu pchokim the netzel the zam, because the netzel the zam again, the knives are was split into three parkim, right? And those three parakim of Netzav, the Zah, is going to represent the Chachan of Yaakov. Yotze, Ohu, Misham, Luchutz, El Yaakov. And now, Sim, Yemen, Shalok, Shalok, Chalokim, Gam, Ken, Bekav, Yamin. Shehem, Chochma, Chesed, Netzav, Shebo. And that's going to create the Chachan of Yaakov. But there are the Kavin, Gav, Smoli. And also the Kavin, Smoli, the Yaakov, Mitchalik, Bo, Ha'or, Ayotze, Mishlish, Tachton, the Bina, the Mitzad Abba, Meluvash, Beso, the Ima, Beperek, Tachton, Shavo. So let me translate. So now, how are we going to make the Kav small? Any suggestions? The Kav Smoli of Yaakov, how is that going to be created? So, you have to think of Zoe. Mitchila Bo, Mitchalik, sorry, Mitchalik Bo, O, Ayotze, Mishlish, Tachton, the Bina. Right, because we know that the Moach of Bina again has three chalakim. We're talking about the Shlish Tachton, Mitzad Abba, Meluvish Betoch is Meluvish B'Yisod B'Hod the Ima. So remember, Abba's Meluvish, Abba's Netzach is going to be Meluvish in the Hod. Sorry, we're talking about Kav small. So we're talking about the Netzach of Abba Tachton, Perik Tachton, Netzach Abba going into the Perik Tachton of. Not Netzach, sorry, let me say it. Second time. The hold of Abba's Perek Tachton, the hold of Abba, is going to go into the Perek Tachton of the hold of Ima. Okay? And inside of that, you have the Moach of the Perek Tachton of Bina, which is inside of that. And all that's going to go into Perke Hodezah, but now to Bimeno, Bina, Gvua, Hod, Yaakov. And that's all going to make the Baga of Yaakov. Now, what about the Kavim Tsoi of Yaakov? V'nele chata le Kavim Tsoi de Yaakov. Hine nisbar le'er sheyesod de Abba mitlavish bok tiferet de Zah shemimeno nase kesed de Yaakov. We explained already at length how do we make the kesed de Yaakov. That's the yesod that's bringing down the das. Now, omnam ne'eteret de yesod, the last perik of yesod, yesod nesetrich halokim of Abba, right? Don't we say what else? Still with us? The Yisod has three chalakim, Perek Elyon, Perek Mitzrayim. The last chalak of Yisod is called the Eter Yisod de Abba. Shehim Luveshes B'Kol Yisod de Zah. That's going to fill up the entire sphere of Zah. B'Kol Yisod de Zah. V'hine Gamu Mitchalege V'Das Tiferes Yisod de Yaakov Hu Kav Mitzray Shelo. And Yisod the Zah is going to be split into three Cholokim, which is a Das, Tifer, which is a Dati of Yaakov. Okay, Gevaltik. So now we can discuss how do you build the Keser of Yaakov. And we just discussed now how you build the ninth Cholokim. So you think we'd finish now, but no. The Ariz is going to send us a little kvetch here that we've never seen before in the building of Paltzufim. So here we go. And the Chochmah and Bina, we're going to explain now the Chochmah and Bina of Yaakov, which is very original, and is as follows. Now, here, Akre Marsha Bina'alnu, the more Chochmah Bina, the Mitzad Abba, Nase Chochmah Bina de Yaakov. Remember, as we know, the Chochmah is on the right hand side of Abba, is going to go inside eventually into the Chochmah of Yaakov, and the Bina of Abba is going to lie and go through Azza, obviously, and they're going to build up the Bina. Okay, that's one chalokim of, that's one nekuda, one component of the Chochma Bina of Yaakov. There's going to be another component now. So I should say that Gamkin, there's another component that's going to go build up the Chochma Bina of Yaakov. Shigam Midas Mitzad Abba Mitlabesh B'Yisod De Abba. We know there's the Das, which is an Emtzai, Perek Emtzai of Abba, which is going into Yisod of Abba. Asher Bi'alnu Shiyesh Bo Abba B'Chinas. We said in Das is for B'Chinas. There's Chochma Bina Chesod Das and Gvul Das. Hine Mechochma Bina Eilu Asher B'Das Mitzad Abba Olu. Because it's a das, it's emtzah. Usually we look at the das as a lower perek, that's why it says olu. It's going to go, and listen to this, it goes back up, and it's going to go up to the Chochma Bina of Yaakov. It's after Zach, right? So two things made. If I ask you, how do you make the Chochma Bina of Yaakov, you tell me two things. First of all, from the Chochma Bina of Abba, and second of all, from the Das to Abba, which is Olu goes, makes a U-turn, goes back up, and it's going to go into the Chochma Bina Das. Now don't ask me why. Azoy states. Now let's continue. V'olu gam kim v'zavish v'tochol v'nyoga. Asher nasu mimo chokma bina atzmo mitzad abba. Ameluvashi v'netza ho de abba. As we know, he's just reiterating himself. So we have the chokma bina of abba. That's the moichim, which are the netza ho de abba. And it's as follows. Nitchabu chokma de Yaakov. And together, that's going to make the Chochma de Yaakov. Next explains. Chochma, and I have a different gears here. Chochma itzad Abba, Mamish, that's the Chochma. That's the Mocha Chochma. And the Chochma, the Bechinas Das. So that's going to build up the Chochma of Yaakov. Now, what's going to build the Bina of the Yaakov? Two components together. This Chabu Bina Mamish mitzad Abba. With the Bina Mitzad Das the Abba, that's going to build the Bina the Yaakov. Alright, so we never seen this before, and then you need two components to build up a particular sphere, but here we have it. Now, Shtei Bechinas Tachtoinas, Shem Chasadim Vigvuz, Shebedas the Mitzad Abba, what are we going to do with that? If we just use the Chochma Bina and the Das, what are we going to do with Chasadim Das, Chasadim and the Gvuz of the Das? That's going to build the Das the Yaakov. Nechnasim bedas de Yaakov, and nasi kolul mechasadim gvuz kenodam. Okay, so we saw how we build the keser, which was a little bit complicated. We split the keser of the Yaakov into two parts: the all the keser of the Yaakov and the kedim keser of the Yaakov. And the chokhma of Yaakov also wasn't so straightforward. We build it up with the moroch of chokhma bina of the Abba, but also the combination of the chokhma bina, which is found in the das. Of Zah, which is on top of Da, which is Abba's, and it goes back up and builds up the Chochma Binin. And now, to build up the Das of Yaakov, we also find it's on Zah. It's not only the Moch of Das of Abba which is coming in, it's also the Chasadim Das, which is inside, which is the Etzim, it's really Chasadim Das the Ima. So those two components are going to build the Nasu Kolo Chasadim Das the Gvuz Kenoda. Vine Kol Ze. Who b'ma'ashu keneged shorish elyon the yisod zah. This is all the perek elyon, the shlish elyon of the yisod zah. So three chalakim of yisod. We're talking about the perek elyon of yisod zah. Umuchuba im roshe pchokim v'yerchim shem netzach hod kenizka. So perek elyon of hod of zah and the perek hod of zah is stimming with the perek elyon of yisod. That's all going to go as far as the Chaza of Yaakov. Alright, so that's the Nahi of Zah is going to go as far down as the Chaza of Yaakov. Achakach, Shai Tzpashtus Orech Yesod Zah. That means the Shlish and Soy of Yesod is going to go down, build up the Chagat of Yaakov. Mimenu Nase Keneged Shah Sium Tiferes. Anika guf deza, which is a chagat. Ve'achekav ater yisod deza kene yisod atzmo de Yaakov. So I said the night, but he's talking about the kav inside dafka. So the lowest part of yisod deza is going to build the yisod de Yaakov. Okay. Now this is Tama Mama Muska. He's talking about the last part over here with da. Ki kemosh mitzchalkim beza chasadi v'gvuz keniska le'el. Ken gam ken mischalkim beYaakov. So in the same way we find by Zah has chug, chasodim and gvuz. Now you have to understand in chasodim you have five chasodim, and in gvura the gvurois are the five gvuros. That's what we find in Zah. Same thing we find in Yaakov. In Yaakov the same thing. Ki chamisha chasodim shebedash shelo atzmo de Yaakov mitchalik lechamisha chasodim. And these five chasodim, this chug which is found in Das, is spashed down the gufta Yaakov, into the chesed gvura tifer netzah hod. Those five mekores are going to get the chasodim which are mispashed. Same thing for the tzad gvuros. The gvuros shebedas shelo gam he mischalek el chamish gvuros, and then we smash them in the same mekomis. Zimshochem ad yisod dezan deyakov, and all that's going to go. That's what we call the guf dezan. Then it's, the klal is going to smash into yisod deyakov, or mischabrim mischabtim sham, and they're going to all mischabel then yisod, and then it goes right into the malchus. I don't know why it doesn't mention it, but then it finally goes into the malchus. That's the chu going into the malchus. Okay, I think we're going to stop it here. It's a little bit complicated, but we spent already 2 shulim on this, but I think we got some clarity this time.
Yeah.
Okay.